I have a student who regularly predicts things to come with her friends and families. Recently, she told a friend, "If you're going to drive, drive only on the right side of the road, not on the left. There is going to be a terrible crash on the left side of the road." So her friend took to driving on the right side of the road, and sure enough, what happened? There was a crazy driver who began to drive in the opposite direction, coming right toward them on the left side of the road, and there was an awful crash. But she does this all the time. Why? How does she have the gift of this time sensitivity? How many of you have dreamt about something that was to happen and then it did, or suddenly had a radical, wild insight about things that were going to happen? Is the future crashing on the shores of the present? As human beings, it seems we are multi-temporal by nature, and to explore the mystery of time within is to gain access to a universe, as I like to say, larger than our aspiration, more complex than all our dreams. Let us take, for example, a quantum practice that I created called Alternate Temporal Process. You could call it ATP, Alternate Temporal Process. I will do this by having you move beyond your usual time habits, your usual frame of mind with regard to time, and I will guide you into an inner state, introducing you to the more fluid categories of space and time that operate in the depths of the mind and the depths of the psyche. Again, I call this Alternate Temporal Process, ATP. In this basic training process, which, by the way, I've taught in another Evolving Wisdom seminar, you will be able to experience subjective time in which a short amount of clock time will be felt to be much longer. And thus, as you practice this, you'll find that you'll be able to experience adventures, write books, finish projects, go voyaging in the seas of the unconscious, and even learn or rehearse things that would normally take much longer. So let me introduce you now to an initial quantum time process that will serve as the basis for far more complex time processes, which we will be doing. Right here is the quantum practice. Would you please close your eyes? Don't do this if you're driving, by the way. But close your eyes and breathe deeply. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Following your breathing all the way in and all the way out, becoming more and more relaxed. More and more relaxed, but staying focused, staying attentive to my voice as you become more and more relaxed. Now I'm going to give you considerably more time than you need to do the following. You're going to be given 1 minute of objective or clock-measured time. But with this special time alteration, that 1 minute will be just as long as you need to live out a very interesting adventure. You may, for example, take a trip around the world, or go and visit a place where you've long wanted to experience, or go and see old friends. But traveling around the world is always very interesting. Now, this experience may seem to take a minute, an hour, a day, a week, a month, or even years. But you will have all the time you need in subjective time, although only 1 minute of clock time will have passed. I will hold the time. And if anyone comes on this call now and hears silence, it's because for 1 minute of clock time, equal subjectively to all the time you need, there is a quantum time process going on. All right? 1 minute of clock time, equal subjectively to all the time you need, beginning now to have a fascinating adventure, perhaps traveling around the world, or whatever you want to do, 1 minute of clock time equals subjectively to all the time you need, beginning now. And now the 1 minute is up. What did you experience? How much time did it take? Many people report that their inner experience, their subjective experience, seems a great deal longer than the 1 minute. And for some, time itself even becomes meaningless. The most common reported experience is, as I said, for people to take a trip around the world. I've been astonished at the lavish and lengthy descriptions offered by these one-minute world travelers. You see, friends, once one is introduced to the worlds of alternate time and time expansion, such feats, evidently natural to the possible human, but not generally to the ordinary human, become part of normal experience. The physical reason that such alternate temporal experiences are possible is due in part to the fact that they are more in the order of experience that activates the right hemisphere of the brain, where clock time, one thing after another, does not seem to operate. Rather, right hemisphere time can be felt as timeless. The usual sense of time as passing belongs more to the left hemisphere of brain processing. For another quantum process, if you add several minutes more to alternate temporal process, say 3 to 5 minutes of clock time, equal to an hour or more of subjective time, you can imagine going to visit a master of a skill that you would like to improve upon, a skill that you already have, such as yoga, playing an instrument, athletic activities, writing, singing, teaching, dancing, etc. In teaching this, I have seen substantial improvements in so many areas of interest, people making improvements even where they had been stuck for months or even years.